Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. One of the books I consistently read is Show Your Work by Austin Kleon. It's a small book full of wisdom and insights on how to live the creative life. And in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share some reflections on why showing your work is important for others to see the work that you do, and also a way to measure your levels of growth and stagnation over time, and to provide a path of vision and differentiation. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 128, Show Your Work. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/128. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a media production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness through video, podcasts, and design for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/128. By doing so, you'll receive inspiration on Mondays and Fridays with ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. As I mentioned, I love Austin Kleon's books, especially Show Your Work. The book is a quick read and provides a glimpse into 10 areas of importance for showing your work. Some of my favorites include You Don't Have to Be a Genius, Think Process, Not Product, and Open Up Your Cabinet of Curiosities. Kleon's book will help you with a lot of ideas on how to show your work, and I highly encourage you to buy it. While this episode is inspired by Kleon's book, I'm not going to give you a full book report. Instead, go buy the book. The link is in the show notes. It's well worth your time. But instead, I've been thinking about just this whole concept of showing your work, and I'm just going to riff off the title for a while. I think a lot about the importance of showing our work, and I'm not just talking about the finished products that we put in our portfolio. I'm talking about the projects that you're working on right now. The horrible sketches, the mood boards, the printouts with highlighters and notes on top of everything, the ideas, the raw information that you're putting into your work. Let's show that. In this episode, I'm going to break down the W's of showing your work. The who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. So let's start with the who. Who benefits from you showing your work? Well, first off, you do. You benefit from showing your work because it helps you to see a different way of approaching your work. When you're choosing what to show and put out to the world, it's not just, is it perfect? It's not just, is it going to get clicks? Is it going to get likes? It's really about giving a glimpse into your process and the ways that you think and the ways that you could potentially communicate that to other people. So when you take that moment to take a picture of your sketches or take a picture of your outline for your work and you share that, you're giving a glimpse not only to other people, but to your future self. And that can be very helpful. When you decide to show your work, you're helping your clients. We, as creative professionals and freelancers and people that often work with clients, can sometimes not be very communicative. We might be afraid to show our clients the work that we've done or the work that's in progress. And so when we decide to show our clients work, it's actually a good thing because it confirms that they've hired the right person. It confirms that you're on the right track. It lessens the amount of wasted time, and it really gives an insight into that relationship between worker and client. It also benefits your stakeholders, the people that are going to benefit from the finished product. If you're working with someone that has a larger marketing company involved with them, the marketing company can see your work earlier in the process and begin their plan for how that work is going to get incorporated. If you work internally, if you work in-house, showing your work benefits your coworkers. It benefits the people on your team. It benefits everyone, really, when you decide to show your work. And it also benefits potential clients that could see insights into the work that you do and the process that is involved with working with you. So let's talk about the what. What are you going to show? I love to show the documentation of my process. That's the sketches, the thoughts that I write down in my notebooks, the failed attempts, the successful ideas. And it's really a glimpse at what it takes to get to the final product, the final project. And I like to think of them as stages of thoughts and ideas. We don't get to our end result by just opening up After Effects, laying down some text and being done. It's iteration, it's evolution, it's revelation. It's all of the things that process brings from start to finish. Some other things to show are not just the journeys of start to finish, but the journey of your curiosity. What are you interested in? Where is your mind going on this particular project? Is it mood boards? Is it color schemes? Is it design patterns? And those curiosities really set you apart from other designers because other people are curious about different things. We all may be curious about things, but often not the same things. Other things to show are just experiments. Taking a time to try things that you normally wouldn't do and see how well they work. See what sparks some ideas. Some other things to think about of what you're going to show. Obviously, you can show images. Maybe it's a case study where you combine images and reflections upon your work in how you solved problems and the ways that you solved them. Case studies are generally larger projects at the end of a project, but you could also work on them as you're going through your project. That might be interesting. Other things are portfolio additions, where you're adding your finished work to your portfolio, but also think about adding those process sketches and designs to your portfolio items so that it brings context to that final image or that final video or that final story. Since I mentioned story, think about the stories that you can tell that bring out the value of your process and your work. Think about the things that you overcame. Think about the ways that you learned new things on the project. Those are just a few things of the what that you can share. The next consideration is when. When do you show your work? And I like to think of it in three different stages. The first is when it's fresh, while you're working on it. I recognize that if you can't document externally on social media because of NDAs or client confidentiality, then don't do it. But figure out ways that you can share it internally, especially if you work in-house. That can really open the door for feedback and accountability as you continue refining the vision for your work. Another natural time is after the project is finished and you add it to your portfolio and you start reflecting upon, you know, what you did. And that brings me to the third time is just after a longer period of time, maybe a month, maybe 3 months or 6 months, where you've had a chance to reflect upon the impact the project maybe made on your client's business, maybe the impact that the work had on your own business. And that's especially important on key projects that truly have made a large impact. How about where? Where do you show your work? Obviously, social media is important and popular. For graphic designers, things like Dribbble or Instagram are huge. There's also Facebook, Twitter, Behance is a big one. But don't forget to add it to your own site and really work on adding items of value. That could be stories of value, stories of projects and challenges that you overcame. You can go more in depth on your own site than you really would want to on social media. Finally, another place is just your intranet or maybe a private Slack group so that other people can see the work that you've done and learn more about what it took to get there. Finally, the why. Why do we show our work? Why is this important? Well, first, I think it really identifies growth and stagnation. When we show our work, it's giving us a glimpse in time at the ways that we're growing, the challenges that we're overcoming, but it could identify stagnation when we go back and look at the process that we do each time. Maybe we see some areas that could use improvement or change. Second, it allows for feedback. It allows an opportunity for people to say, hey, I really like what you did here. Have you thought about doing this? And it really creates conversation between yourself and others, whether that's your clients, whether that's stakeholders or your coworkers. Third, it helps to illuminate your strengths and weaknesses. When we see the stages of our work through a different lens, we see, oh man, I can do this really well. Or, you know, I'm kind of weak in color combinations. Maybe I should work on that moving forward. It really helps to present learning opportunities because we're constantly experimenting, trying new things, sharing our process. And those are really important. I think fourth, to show our work means that it opens ourselves up to chances to collaborate with other people, whether internally or externally. As creative professionals, collaboration can really impact us in ways. And if we never show our work, how are others going to know that they would want to collaborate with us? When you see people that you want to collaborate with, you're often responding, I'm assuming, to work that you're seeing that they've done. Fifth and finally, showing your work allows for self-reflection and self-comparison of where you were then versus where you are now. It allows you to see the evolution of your work and processes over time. When I started this journey of making films and design and all of the things that I've done in my creative career, I have seen an evolution of improvement over the last 15 years, and that's awesome because, and I don't think I really would have seen that if I hadn't have documented my work and shared it as much as I have. One of the interesting things that I've seen in my time as instructor, as an employee, as a freelancer, there has been a fear of showing work in progress. There's this fear that we're going to be judged by the quality of our initial thoughts, our initial ideas, or maybe our false starts. Will a client fire us if our work isn't perfect at every stage? Is a question that I've asked myself. But I need to remember this, and I think most creative professionals need to remember this, is that creativity is messy. Showing what it takes to get to the polished end product lets everyone know and remember that there is no right journey to the perfect solution. There really is no perfect solution. It's really this messy process with a lot of false starts, with a lot of just mistakes and failures and successes and all of the things that come together to form that product that impacts our work and our customers' work. So all of this is just one reminder after another why showing your work is not only important to the advancement of your work and who you are as a creative professional, but it's probably the most valuable thing that you could do to spark change and interest in your work. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Got a few moments to let me know what you think of the show? Head to Getting Work to Work on iTunes, click ratings and reviews, and you can either click the number of stars to rate the show or you can write a review. Thank you so much. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. I love this quote from Austin Kleon's Show Your Work. When you feel like you've learned whatever there is to learn from what you're doing, it's time to change course and find something new to learn so that you can move forward. You can't be content with mastery. You have to push yourself to become a student again. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.